Welcome into our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, welcome in. How are we today?
We're really good. Mike, how are you?
Doing good. As I'm accomplishing one of, I wouldn't call it a chore because I enjoy doing this, but it's our time together of doing this segment. Would you call that a chore?
A task. An assignment.
Okay.
But
the time I'm doing a horrible job of trying to segue into our topic for today, but chores, goals, those types of things we want to focus on because that helps build some self-esteem.
Exactly. You know, I, as a school social worker, when I was, you know, working, I would do evaluations for students to see if they needed special or unique academic requirements. And one of the things I would ask or try to find out about is self-esteem. And I could never just ask that question directly, because if I say, does the person have good self-esteem, they either say yes or no, and it's subjective. What we know, we have to define it, is that self-esteem is satisfaction or pride related to our abilities. So what I would often do is be asking questions about, you know, to the student or to the parent, how well does the student take care of themselves? You know, depending on the age, do they brush their teeth? Do they take their own shower? Do you have to, you know, go, are they still real little and they have to, you have to help them? Can they cut their own food? Do they cook if they're a teenager? Those kinds of things. And if they couldn't do it, I often found that they had difficulty investing in themselves in the classroom. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing or a good thing. It just gave me a clue that they didn't feel confident in their ability to push on to an end,
okay,
to make it work. And so, you know, that's called, it's called self-efficacy. It's the knowledge that we, and it's the internal knowledge that we can make a difference in our environment. If our room is a mess, we can clean it and be satisfied. If we're wanting to learn to drive again, I love my driving stories, you know, yeah, you got to put it out there. You got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do, and parents will say, you know, I don't have time to teach this because my day is already so full. I never believe in doing just one thing at a time. You're probably sorting, you know, clothes to do laundry, or you're dusting, or you're cooking. Depending on the age of the child, you have them help you. So, you know, you think about like a little one-year-old stands up and they're so proud right before they plop right down.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's like, whoa, I can do this. What you're trying to do is get that sort of feeling in your child for after task. So let's use something really simple. Three-year-old, you want them to put their dirty clothes in the basket. Not hard. But they don't do that because they haven't been taught. So first you tell them we're going to do it, because that's the first step. Then you show them and you act really happy that you did it. Then you have them do it and you're happy that they do it. And you keep practicing until it becomes automatic. And then later you talk about it, you say, I am so proud of you. Didn't you feel like a big girl or a big boy?
Yeah.
And then, and here's a trick that all parents, I think, would love to know. Let your kids hear you legitimately complimenting or talking positively about something they did to someone else. Because they might think you're trying to manipulate them if you're saying it to them. Oh, you just want me to keep doing that. But if you say to the neighbor or to your, you know, their parent or whoever, wow, I cannot believe that they're doing that. That's so great. It's such a help. They are, that pride goes right to their gut.
That'll lift them up.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's saying those things, reinforcing, really helps them learn self-esteem much more than, you know, you're such a good kid. That they have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
They can't work at it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and you want to allow time for the kids to be able to do some of these things on their own then too, right?
Right, right, because they absolutely need to be able to do that if they're ever going to live on their own. We don't want to wait till they're, you know, 18 and say, hey, let me show you how to sweep a floor.
Yeah.
You know, that's, they want to be able to do that stuff so they can move on and not always be under somebody else's care.
So we've got all kinds of different things we want the kids to be doing and helping out and making them feel good. What are some other tips or bits of information we can pass along here today?
Well, if you look online, there's a parent guide to teaching your child or your kids about chores, and it's about age appropriate. So you want to be sure that it's something they can actually do, and you want to use language about action or behavior. Because if you say, go clean your room, that doesn't mean anything to somebody who hasn't already done all the steps. They don't know what that is. It's like if somebody said to me, go fill out your taxes thing, I don't know how to do it. I have to go to somebody and get all the steps. So you know, we want to be talking about what can they really do and using language and behaviors that they can actually follow.
So don't have the 7-year-old try to mow the lawn.
No, not right off the bat.
Wait till they're 9. Maybe a little older.
Maybe a little older.
That's all the time we have for today's show. You can find out more about today's topic, all of the resources we discussed on this and many other of our past topics as well at safeharboril.com. You can submit questions for our show, too. Keep that in mind. If you have something you would like Dr. Beth to address, send it at that website. Our show, Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll be back again next week.